Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is our reality. And in spite of sobering numbers from Governor John Bel Edwards at his press conference that just ended a few moments ago, we're going to get through this. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's another day of the coronavirus crisis. We continue to inform you and bring you the reality of it. But also, I will always do what I can to rally us to the point where we know we're going to get through this. A couple of things that the governor said that really stand out in my mind. The number of cases increased 30%. In fact, the number of new cases, 1,212. And there were 54 new deaths. But again, I remind you, and I'm not trying to do anything other than define this for what it is. Many of the deaths are resulting from people who are in poor health. And somebody asked me yesterday why Louisiana has a disproportionate number of deaths compared to cases. In other states, it's not like this. It's because Louisiana is not healthy. And a doctor told me yesterday that we are on the list of the healthiest states. We're number 49. I'm not sure who is 50. It might be Mississippi. I don't know who is. It doesn't matter. We're 49th. And so we should do a better job of taking care of ourselves in the event something like this happens. But the largest number of cases in a 24-hour period was reported just a little while ago. That cannot be discouraging to us because, as we've been talking about, what we're doing now, and the governor confirmed this, is not going to be realized for a couple of more days, maybe a week. So what we're doing now is not driving the number up. That number was going up anyway, and what we're doing now should drive the number down. So there's reason for us to be optimistic. And part of our show every afternoon is just checking in with you and asking, how are you doing? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, please call Governor John Bel Edwards. I have ventilators, 10 available, and there's a company and a number here. Yeah, when we get into a break, Ian, I'm going to give you this number, and I'm going to pass this information on to Governor John Bel Edwards. This person claims that they've got 10 ventilators. The governor said that 14 ventilators are on order. 292 have come in from private vendors. He said he had a conversation with Vice President Mike Pence. He talked about how at this point right now, there's no evidence that the curve is flattening. But if we continue with the stay-at-home orders and continue physical distancing, it is going to flatten. We need better compliance, according to the governor. Stay-at-home, physical distancing, important. 1,000 new beds will be available at the Morial Convention Center by this weekend for non-fragile patients. They're going to move some people from the hospital into the convention center. Treat them there. But there is an anticipated shortage of beds coming by April the 7th, which is this coming weekend. The governor also said this is going to get worse before it gets better, which is what it's doing right now. It's getting worse before it's going to get better. But that's why we have to just stick together and be optimistic and continue to do what we're doing. And he reminded us that the measures will only work if we comply. And there are some COVID idiots, COVIDiots. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. There's some COVID, new word, COVIDiots out there that are not paying attention. And if you think social distancing is something that doesn't work, think about the difference between South Korea and Italy. Italy did not put out the call to stay at home and practice social distancing. South Korea did. South Korea has done a hell of a lot better than Italy. So it's proof that it works. We just have to be vigilant. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Ponchatoula, Diane, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Diane.
Yes. What I wanted to say is I spent last year in the hospital almost a whole year, okay, with bleeding ulcers, kidney failure, heart failure, okay? I'm 73 years old. Okay, and the thing is I'm scared to death of the coronavirus. So I started practicing social distancing in March, you know. When it, March 13th, the president gave that out. I did. Mm-hmm. I stay in my house. Yeah. Nobody comes in. Nobody goes out. As a matter of fact, my son brought me his pit bull over here to make sure nobody comes to my house. Not even my children can come except for him, and he comes and feeds him outside, you know.
Yeah.
I've been trying to feed him, but he won't come close to me. He's very scary. He's my son got him from a shelter, okay?
Okay.
And people that had him abused him. And he's scared of people right now. But Mitchell said that once he gets used to you, okay, and you can pat him, he will protect you, you know. And I said, that's wonderful. But he's been outside, you know, all the time. And the reason he gave me the dog was because he had to keep the dog in a cage when he went to work because he was afraid that he was going to bite somebody.
I see.
You understand?
Well, it sounds like he's a very conscientious pit bull owner.
Yes.
Diane, so tell us.
Say, I live on Social Security, okay? And
yes.
I was going to say I spent money that I shouldn't have spent on food because they said you have to have 3 months' worth of groceries. So I went and bought 3 months' worth of groceries. And then that created a thing where I fell behind on most of my bills. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand, yeah.
Not that much money. And so when President Trump said he's given $1,200 to people on Social Security, I said, good, now I can pay those bills and catch them up.
Well, good. You know, Diane, first of all, I love your spirit. It sounds like you're doing well, and people are, I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of companies are going to understand if you don't pay your bills right away. There's going to be an understanding of that happening. Just if you ultimately pay your bills, you're going to be fine.
Well, see, if I don't pay my bills, I'll be homeless.
Well,
I took out a loan for like $10,000, and I still owe $3,000 on it in 2006 because my children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren's houses all went underwater. Okay.
Yes.
And
well,
I had to help them. You understand? Even though they were getting help from FEMA, that it wasn't sufficient. And they were taking their money that they were working for, you understand, and paying their things. And they just got back in your house about 2 months ago.
Well, Diane,
because
between you and how you look at your family and your son caring about you, it sounds like you have a great family. And so take care of yourself and let's just be positive and work toward the reality that this is going to work out if we keep doing what we're doing.
Oh, yes, I know it is. I know it
all
is.
Right.
Because God says it is. It's all,
right.
in his hands. You know?
All right.
And
Diane, you stay.
It's going to be wonderful.
You stay safe and stay in touch with us.
This is the first time I ever called, but
I appreciate your
call. Back.
All right, Diane, thank you. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. And I want to dedicate this song to the COVIDiots out there who are not paying attention to social distancing. Let's not surrender. Let's stay tough. Let's pull together and just be here for each other. And talk radio is a great sense of community. Also, I want to mention one thing that I saw on the news yesterday, and it has kind of bothered me. I talked about this on the SOTA Facebook livecast this morning at 9 o'clock. This is not a time to play politics. And CNN in particular seems hell-bent on holding the president accountable for things that he said in the past. Jim Acosta yesterday, in particular, the Rose Garden press conference. Well, Mr. President, you said something along the lines that this wasn't a big deal or that something wasn't important. What do you say to that? Look, President Trump has made some mistakes. President Trump has said some things that he shouldn't have said. President Trump has defied his own health experts by saying things spontaneously, but then correcting them later. The idea of spending time and energy holding President Trump, we know who he is, holding him accountable for misstatements about the coronavirus, I don't think this is the time to do that. After this is all over, there's going to be time to go back and figure out who knew what and when. But right now, I think CNN's spending too much time trying to, well, the president said this then and now he's saying this. Or the president said this then and now this is the... I get that. But that's not helping anybody right now. What we need to do right now is focus on today. And focus on getting information to people to help them do the best they can to protect themselves. The focus should not be on politics, on nailing the president, on because he said some things that he shouldn't have said. He said some things that don't make sense. He said some things that he clearly has contradicted, but he won't admit it. Well, that's President Trump. Don't worry about that right now. Let's focus on the task at hand because it's huge. Also, the cities of Gulfport and Biloxi have just issued stay-at-home orders. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. And from Mandeville, Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scoot. I congratulate you, dude. You're doing one hell of a job. Hey, I'm in your shoes, bro. I'm trying to remain calm and think positive. But, you know, and trusting in my good Lord, we are going to get over this. But what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, okay, I'm doing my job. I'm staying my distance from several people. And I just don't understand this, Scoot. People are not practicing that on a lakefront or in these stores. And it's really getting on my nerves. You know, I was like, man, look, I was at the neighborhood market, the little Walmart, and I was buying one little item, and this dude, two guys and one lady was breathing down my neck. I'm like, really? I said, excuse me. I said, I walked out. I said, no, but get this.
Really? Did you actually say something to them? Did you say something to them?
Well, I said, sir. I said, ma'am, yes, I did. I said, yeah. I said, you know, I said, we're supposed to be, I said, what, excuse me? I said, dude, you got a problem. I said, we're supposed to be, I don't want to say nothing bad. I said, but we're supposed to be 6 feet. I said, I even asked for the manager. And the manager right there, and she goes, well, do you have a problem? I said, what is the problem with these people being on top of me? I said, we're supposed to stay a distance.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Forget it. I said, forget it. I don't want this no more. Forget it. You know, I just, you know, I mean,
well, Chris,
I'm doing my job. I'm a cutter. I need my money right now. I got to do what I got to do. But I'm when I do that, I come home and I sit in my own front yard with my two dogs and I keep my distance, even walking around my neighborhood. I keep my distance. Now, when I used to go out to the lakefront, you know, just before all this happened, you know, that was all fine dandy, but this is now. And when I'm right. I see the lakefront, people picnicking, not standing 6 feet away from one another. When I see that, I don't even go on the lakefront no more.
Right, but Chris,
it's stupidity.
I understand. Just, you know, there's going to be those COVIDiots out there. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I appreciate the call. Now, when there are people together, let's say it's a picnic, that might be a family. And I guess within families, if there's no virus, if there are no symptoms, then families can be around each other. CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, the brother of Governor Andrew Cuomo, is doing his show and spending his whole life right now in his basement in New York because Chris Cuomo has tested positive. So this disease can touch anybody and everybody. And I don't understand why people are breathing down your back. Why? Look, most of the people I see are respectful of physical distancing. But there are some that just don't get it. What is it about this that you don't get? I saw people sitting outside yesterday in the French Quarter, social distancing and having a social time. Like it was like happy hour. And I see people along the riverfront. Some are, some aren't. Staying separate. But it's just what we have to, it's what we have to do. From Marrero, Michael, you're on WWL. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? Look, I read an article from Nancy Grace, and I got to get to it because I'm glad we got Governor John Bel Air, but I'm not a liberal Democrat. But I'm glad he took expansion of Medicaid, because you see some of these people in the South, some of these states, they closed up hospitals. They did some of everything. And if with Louisiana having the person they had in charge, they able to expand some. I see where East New Orleans, East Baton Rouge Hospital finna open back up. I think they closed up on the agenda. And what I'm saying is, we all in this together. Don't get me wrong. And I'm gonna say this much. I understand you saying don't bash President Trump, but you got to understand something. Even with George W. Bush. Yeah, but when he said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, then he found that that's one right. He changed course. Seemed like President Trump just not have the understanding to change course. I made a mistake. I mean, he talking about TV rating. Oh, you got to treat me right. It's like a 3 or 4 year old
You know,
child.
Look, it's
just so saddening.
Michael, I agree with agree with all of that, and there are times that I'm going to comment on that.
It's just time for people. And you know, hurt me more than anything is the Republican Party, because the Republican Party had to come tell Richard Nixon, partner, we can't get along with this. And you guys, and we got our own senators and congressmen from this state. Whatever this man say out of his mouth, oh, you got to kind of. It's almost like the child story, the emperor with his new clothes, and he was naked.
Yeah.
It's time for them to stand up and say, it's about this country.
Well, I would agree with you. I agree with you, Michael. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but I would agree with you.
That's the bad part. I'm going to share something else. I don't know whether you heard this or not. They got an aircraft carrier. I don't know what name. They got 100 sailors. They've been tested positive for the coronavirus. It's time for...
Yeah, I don't know how many there are, but there is an aircraft carrier that does have a number of people who have tested positive. Yeah.
And you know, every time I talk to you, I always try to speak the truth.
All right. Well, Michael, I appreciate the call. Look, I'm going to hold President Trump accountable because we should always hold presidents accountable. My point about CNN is that they have just gone, in my opinion, they've gone too far out of their way to focus on some things. I mentioned the other day, it is stupid for President Trump to make the ratings that he's getting with these press conferences a priority. But you know what? That's who he is. We can lose energy trying to change him, but we're not going to change him. So let's spend all of our energy focusing on what we can do. And regardless of what President Trump says, he appears to be listening to his health and medical experts in the end, which is good news. Now, obviously, it would be better if he handled everything perfectly. I don't like somebody who is such an egomaniac focusing so much attention on him when we're in a crisis. But we're not going to change him. And I just want to focus on all we can do to help each other. As you know, New Orleans has consolidated the two testing sites into one testing site at the UNO Lakefront Arena. They've closed the one downtown at the Mahalia Jackson Theater on Rampart. And they figure this is the best way to distribute this. Here's a text that says, they may say it's not bad at UNO, but I've been in line for testing for 3.5 hours. Here's a text that says, Scoot, in... in your opinion, would it be a good time to knock down the Hard Rock? Or maybe I'm being oversimplistic. No, this would be the right time to do it. It's supposed to happen in April. Will there be no excuses? I hope not. Because logistically, it seems like this is the perfect time for this to happen. And it was supposed to happen in April. And I know there's, once again, on the news, confusion between the owners and the city, whatever. Find a way to make it happen. If you want to join us, 260-1870, our text is 870-870. And, you know, we really have to just hang on. Hang on. Let's just keep doing what we're doing, and we are going to beat this. Don't think about yesterday. Don't think too much about tomorrow. Let's focus on each day. And right now we're focusing on today. And we are going to get through this day together. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Scoot, glad you're with us this afternoon. Don't forget the SOTA on the nines. 9 o'clock tonight, I'll be on my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air. And then 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll be on my Facebook account, Scoot on the Air. Instagram and Facebook, an extension of what I do here. And I also participate very much in the WWL Radio Facebook page. Stay on that and stay on our WWL website for really great information. Here is a text that says, why won't the governor implement an 8 to 6 a.m. curfew and shut down all non-essential businesses? I don't know. Why are drive-through daiquiri shops, Lowe's, Home Depot, Academy Sports, Hobby Lobby, and Michael's open, not essential? Well, I would think the daiquiri shops are essential. But again, no, I'm kidding. But that is a drive-through. So I guess they can do that. I heard a great story about some Gulfport teachers. And teachers at a school in Gulfport, the kids live in the neighborhood. Kids that go to school live in the neighborhood. So apparently they got the word out and asked all the kids to go outside. And the teachers drove by in a line of cars and waved to the students. And I just thought that was kind of cool. Reminding us that we're all in this together, things are worsening in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf talked about some things that he's had to do that he didn't think he would have to do.
Until now, I've been saying another 2 weeks. Now I'm going to leave the date indefinite. We're going to keep our schools and businesses closed as long as we need to keep them closed to keep Pennsylvania safe. Right now, it isn't safe.
And the governor went on to talk about how difficult it is for us to maintain this whole concept of social distancing.
It's hard being confined, as I know, to one place. We miss being with our friends. We miss being with family members. But if we want to save lives, we must continue to distance ourselves.
But, you know, when I take these afternoon walks, I really feel like I'm enjoying something that I didn't enjoy before. And I'm going to remind you this again and on a regular basis. Let's take this crisis. Let's take what we're going through. Let's take these sacrifices. Let's turn this negative into a positive. And let's take what we can from this to make our lives better when this is over. And I've enjoyed taking walks in the afternoon. I don't do it every afternoon, but it's been fun. And look, we've got another beautiful day. I mean, my God, the weather is spectacular. And Mayor Cantrell addressed this when she was talking about how difficult it is right now to do what we're supposed to do, because there's so much going on, and it's not like going on, but there's so much we could do outside because it is so beautiful. From Kenner, Dan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you doing, Scott? Scott,
I'm okay. I'm good.
I want to talk about the food. You said we're the 49th state, right?
Health-wise, yeah, on the healthiest list of healthiest states, we're 49.
I see it. I see it in my own eyes. We are not a healthy state. I see people use their food stamps to go buy junk food every day. You know?
Yeah.
I go to Circle K. I go to these places. I see it. I mean, we are in an unhealthy state, and if you know what I know, food can cure you or kill you. And because of the way we eat, and because of Mardi Gras, maybe, that's why this virus is so big.
Well, Chicago and Detroit are, along with New Orleans, in terms of being new hotspots, and Chicago and Detroit didn't have Mardi Gras. So it's not just Mardi Gras, but it certainly is reasonable to believe.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Did they have people that came to Mardi Gras?
Well, I'm sure there were. But there were people in a lot of other cities that came to Mardi Gras as well. I don't know that.
I quit years ago.
That's fine. I understand what you're saying, but there's no reason to believe that Mardi Gras is to blame for. Look, if people came here and congregated, we all know how close we are during Mardi Gras. But I'll remind you that during Mardi Gras, there were only 15 deaths nationwide, and there was not the concern that we have now. I said earlier, if the Trump administration withheld information and didn't tell us things, that's something that we can investigate later. But there was no reason to shut down Mardi Gras. Now, people did come here, and they did go home, and that's the way it spreads. But other cities are having as big a problem as we are, so it's not just happening here because of Mardi Gras. Anyway, Dan, I appreciate the call. When you talk about what we eat, though, you also have to talk about people who eat too much fried food. Enjoy your fried food, but enjoy it in moderation. Just because we have it, just because fried soft-shell crab, fried shrimp, fried oysters, just because that stuff is really good and we do it better than anybody, doesn't mean you have to eat it all the time. From Abita, Billy, you're on WWL. Hey, Billy. Okay, lost Billy. And Tom is in Houma. Tom, welcome to our show.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I just want to say something real quick about, like, these people that are doing the Monday morning quarterbacking. You want to know who knew about this whole disease before Mardi Gras in January? You want to know who knew that?
Some of those senators.
People on YouTube, and they were talking about this completely. They were completely, and these are usually sources they like to call fake news. Turns out, you know, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is that there's a lot of money on the line in society. And nobody really knew what a pandemic was. Everybody kind of sort of assumed that a Spanish flu wasn't going to occur because we have hospitals. And nobody really kind of thought about how viruses can be intricate, different, and hard to capture. And, you know, I'm sorry, let me get off to my other point here. According to USA Today, they mentioned that a study by MIT claims that you can be infected from up to 24 feet away, I believe, and that's in USA Today, I believe. And I wanted to also point out that they say that countries where people wear masks often have a better time of containing this thing. And I don't think it's because of what they're breathing in, but I think it's what they're stopping from breathing out. And now that being said, yeah. I look at press conferences after I kind of sort of dip out of the news feed for a while. I see nobody wearing masks. Why? I just seems like that'd be a good idea.
Well, I don't know. When you talk about cultures that wear masks, you know, that's something that's very prominent in Asian culture. And in Japan, for example, I mean, Tokyo is just very, very compact. It's very common. I mean, long before this, it was very common to see people wearing surgical masks. There is such a cognizance of being courteous to each other in that culture that if they're sick, they wear the mask so they don't give it to anybody else. It's a shame that Americans don't think more like that. But along with just the mask, though, Tom, it's the attitude. There's a general attitude in that culture of being more considerate of each other, and it's something that we could learn to do a better job with in our country. I appreciate the call. 24 feet away, I don't know. I haven't seen that report. We do know that it's not that difficult to catch. Now I'm hearing about, well, it's aerosol, not just droplets. And I asked the doctor we talked to yesterday, Fred Lopez, is it airborne? And he stopped short of saying it was airborne, but he didn't rule it out. And the way this is spreading, it just seems like, you know, I don't see everybody coughing. I don't see everybody sneezing. It can't just come from that. It's got to come from just being close to people. And that's why it's so important for us to maintain social distancing. We're going to get through this. We are. And every day here, we're going to remind you of the reality, but we're also going to encourage you to be optimistic and to continue to do what we're doing. It's up to us. We just got to hang tough. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This is WWL. Yep, let's be as positive as we can. I'm Scoot. Sports Talk with Christian Garrick is coming up next here on WWL. I guess it was within the last week there was a question about, oh, I know, I talked about how I was waved through the toll plaza on the North Shore when I had gone to Rouse's on the North Shore. And part of the reason for that was I wanted to just take a drive on the causeway. And I was waved through, and I thought, well, hey, I'm going through free. They've waived the tolls. And people were critical of me because we air, I think it's in our traffic, we air the information that if you're driving the causeway and you don't have a toll tag, they're going to mail you a ticket. Well, there are things that Ian and I are both doing during the news and during traffic, and we don't always pay attention to those things. So I was not aware of that. Also, since I don't drive the causeway regularly, something about the causeway is not going to attract my attention. And so I think this further supports the idea that, you know, advertising doesn't make you do something you really don't want to do. But that's the reason that I seem to be out of touch with that it wasn't something that concerned me. Maybe I tuned it out, or maybe I was busy doing something else. But yes, they're going to send me a bill, and I just can't wait for that. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. I'm Scoot. Don't forget to join me on Facebook, SOTA, Scoot on the Air, and also Instagram. And I fill in a lot during the day when all this is continuing. And we'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon. And remember, I want to thank you for being part of our show. Show your love by staying apart. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.